defend yourself. Defend your human rights. Sure. They can't put you in jail for saying naughty words.
Sure.
Would you say the word on camera?
No.
Why?
Because
you don't want to get arrested, do you?
No, I don't want to be arrested.
Because it's so harmful to people?
No, no.
Is that like bashing? What's wrong with that?
Would you use that word?
Yeah. I just did.
Yeah, but would you? Okay, but why?
And I'm using it because you're not allowed to because you're...
I'm allowed to.
Go ahead.
I don't want to.
Say, I love gay people.
I'm allowed to. I just choose not to.
We're getting into it now because there are loads of caveat already to free speech already. There are loads, and I agree with them all. Right. I think I agree with every single one of them. As I said, from libel to slander to food additives, even to watershed and, you know, private places. And I agree with them all. But the one I don't agree with is someone's right to not hear something they don't like. That's what we can't do. I say, that joke is unpleasant. Well, it might be, but, you know, it's that thing. You shouldn't pave the jungle. You should put on better boot. You know, you can walk away. You can turn it off. The best form of censorship is your right not to listen. And people get confused what freedom of speech is. They think that freedom of speech is their right to be heard and understood and taken seriously. It's none of that. You know, it's a very delicate thing, but it is written. There are rules. And all you have to do is look them up. And then you'll know that.
She's being arrested and taken to jail for praying outside the abortion clinic. Watch this.
Before I ask you any questions about what's going on today, I have to caution you, which is just your rights, which is you do not have to say anything. It may harm your defense if you do not mention one question, something that you later on in court, anything you do so may give you evidence. What are you here for today?
Physically, I'm just standing here.
Okay. Why here of all places? I know you don't live nearby.
But this is an abortion something.
Okay. That's why you're still... Is you standing here part of a protest?
No. I'm not protesting.
Are you praying?
I might be praying in my head.
So I'll ask you once more, will you voluntarily come with us now to the police station for me to ask you some questions about today and other days where there are allegations that you've broken public space of protection?
If I've got a choice, then no.
Okay, well then you're under arrest, okay, on suspicion of failing to comply with the public spaces protection order.
So what is that? It's hard to argue that if your government is arresting people for praying, that you're watching a political phenomenon. Because, of course, praying is not simply a nonviolent act. It's not even a physical act. It can't possibly, at least in secular terms, affect outcomes or harm anyone. Praying for people can never be a crime, but it is a crime in Great Britain. Literally a crime. And the woman you saw is not the only person who's been arrested for doing it. So clearly we're watching a spiritual phenomenon here. I mean, there's sort of no arguing it once you see things like that.
We have challenges.
Why aren't you more panicked that thousands of people, by their own admission, the admission of the British government, arrested every year for saying words, not threats, words.
I am. I've expressed
so why doesn't someone try to overthrow the government? I don't understand. How can they treat you like slaves
if
you
they
put
carry
up
on down that road?
Well, they are carrying it on. It's thousands a year, and it's getting more.
Then they will be voted out of office.
Voted
I guarantee
out.
It. Yes. That's how
Is
we
that
do.
What Winston Churchill would say? I think Winston Churchill said, even if a strong man tries to take Poland, a country we've got nothing to do with, it's not even close to here, we're going to risk the lives of our citizens to liberate Poland.
Mm. It is a win for free speech, particularly as the judge said, you know, his comments were, in the judge's words, unnecessary, maybe, you know, offensive, but that doesn't mean he's not allowed to say them. Mm. It wasn't harassment. And that is what we're concerned about, that even though people might say unpleasant things, the right to freedom of speech is pointless if it doesn't allow you to be offensive. And so, yes, I can completely get why Graham is so happy and we're so happy for him at the Free Speech Union. This can be quite confusing because this trial happened around the same time as when Graham was arrested by five armed police officers at Heathrow for completely different posts. The state seems to have a pattern of working with trans activists. When Sophia Brooks reported Graham to the police for criminal damage and harassment, the CPS took his side straight away, it seems, as they did with the case at Heathrow when he was arrested for those tweets. Now, it is a victory because he has been cleared of harassment, and that was in relation to things he'd said online, things that he'd said to Sophia at the time. But he has been done for criminal damage because Sophia Brooks, at the Battle of Ideas last year, pursued Graham, following him around, putting his camera right into Graham's face. And Graham said in the trial that he was just angry and phone away. And that's why Sophia went after Graham for criminal damage. But the Free Speech Union is funding Graham's appeal for that conviction because we believe that it sets a dangerous precedent for trans activists to play heckler's veto to try and shut down lawful debate. And you may remember the case that Susan Smith from Women Scotland had a similar incident happen up at Holyrood when a trans activist came with music blaringly loud to try and drown out the voices of women. And he accused Susan of criminal damage to his umbrella. Now, of course, Police Scotland have dropped those charges after the FSU intervened. Now, that's very similar and arguably similar to Hammett Koskin's case as well, where because someone retaliated, and so allowing these cases to pursue with, for example, Graham being convicted of criminal damage, gives the precedent that trans activists basically can wind up people who are wanting to critique trans ideology and then eventually getting them convicted by going to the police and saying that they were the one harassing me, even though very plausibly I think it was Sophia Brooks who was harassing Graham. This is not the first time that he's been targeted, which is one of the reasons why he's moved to the US, because he simply cannot get away from the persecution that he's faced at the hands of trans activists, because he was one of the first people to start speaking up about this in sort of 2018 time. And he had his colleagues in the entertainment industry completely desert him, who have criticised him and tried to distance themselves from him. He can't get any work here anymore. And when he did return to come to this trial, he was arrested by five armed police officers at Heathrow for other tweets. So understandably, he's moved away to where free speech is far better protected in the US.
Your country went to war to preserve human rights in another country you had nothing to do with. But human rights are evaporating in your own country, and it's cool because you have soccer games with foreigners at them and good burrata.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying maybe something about the heroic British spirit has been diminished with time.
But there is a very lovely, quaint notion being built up in the United States, driven by people like Tommy Robinson here.
Who's Tommy Robinson?
You know Tommy Robinson.
He seems like a fraud to me.
Well, he's not even Tommy Robinson. His name's Stephen Yaxley. It's not even his real name. He's also convicted of multiple crimes. Thuggery, fraud.
I don't even know anything about him, but he doesn't seem like he's that into Britain.
We would call him a little shit stirrer, right? However,
but the real people here, the actual Britons.
But
still
this
here.
Idea that he's driven, that we're on the verge of some sort of civil war here. Do you feel that when you walk around?
No, because that's my point. You're so passive.
But not passive.
They take your human rights away, and you're like, oh, defending Ukraine is so important. We're so proud to have defended Poland's territorial integrity 80 years ago. It's like, great. Yeah. I'm so glad.
I'm very proud of that.
Apparently. Yeah. But it's all a kind of displacement where you're taking your own frustrations with yourselves and your own cowardice and sort of living in this Walter Mitty world. We're like, no, actually, we're brave. We're going to defend Ukraine. It's like, what about defend yourselves against the monsters?
What's wrong with defending Ukraine?
It's like eighth on the list. Defend yourself. Defend your human rights. Sure. They can't put you in jail for saying naughty words.
Sure.
Period.
I agree.
So march on the Capitol. Get these people out. Scare them.
Yeah.